Rubai. If it's taka very big keli, so stam breaking a shear of a remainim, it means nothing. So then it's only mitama in oil ames if you have a shear that rove is broken. Mashenkin zrutu, if you have a small kli cheres, the drashi kumaitsu riman botale mikli. Now the shear started at the kli is pretty small. So then if you have the size of remainim, that's botale shem kli legamri. It's not called the kli cheres at all. So Tosis says to Kashin Rashi, what's the pshat from Ravavi and Zutri? What's called big and what's called small? And you're not saying klo what the shear is. So therefore Tosis learns a little better. But Tosis says, Veniru Lari, to be Ravavi, Kamaitzirima, Enechnami. With a big kli, then the shear of a kli cheres, how much of a hole do you have? To say that it's bottled the shem kli, that the tumen and oil and mace comes into it, is enough with a rimon. Uve Zutri, Mashenkin of the kli is a small kli to start off with. Shemaitzi Riman, who yoisim eroiv, that if you'll need the shear of taking out a Riman, that's even bigger than Rove with a Kli, then Sagi eroiv, that's enough with Rove with a Kli. So the Pshat is like this, he's being Yashar. Really, if you have a hole the size of a Riman, that makes it Oishem Kli Lagarmi. Mashenkin, if you have a smaller Kli, that to break Rove with a Kli is even less than the size of a pomegranate, that's also enough to Mavato the Shem Kli. That's the Pshat Nigma. Mavai. Omer Rabasi, Shoinin, we learned before, Kli Cheres Shiyuroi Bekoinis Mashke. What's the halacha to start to mevato the shame Kli, to make it ois Kli? It needs at least a hole, the size hole, so that water could come into it. But let's say the hole is so small that only water goes out, we said it's still called a Kli, even the Geit Kli Cheres. Even the Geit to Mayim Chaim of the Kiddush Mechatis. When did the first bride to say that if the hole is so small that just the water inside will go outside, it was only said negate gistra. That means if you have a broken kli cheres that's broken already, and now this half, this one side of the kli cheres, you miyachet to use it, so you say it's makabel tumah, but it's only makabel tumah calls the man of shalom that has no holes. If it has the smallest hole, even just that the water could go out, it's tor. For the more my time, what kind of svar is this? Since you're telling me a hole is so small that the water could only go out, but the water can't come in through that hole, it's not mevato the shem kli. So why by gistra is it yet mevato the shem kli? Om ma zutra bread Rav Nachman the fi shein imrim habo gistra le gistra. Because poshit, since you're starting off with a broken kli anyway, so close the mind, it's a little bit more broken. People don't use it already. So Rashi shein imrim habo gistra acheres le gistra zu laniach tachtel. Hey, when you want to use this broken kli, if you can have a small hole that the water will start dripping out, you don't say, bring me another broken kli to fix this kli, lekabel atipin. Avo kli sholem, Hashem, if you have a kli sholem, a good kli, chasen alov, then people still care about it, they want this kli. But mishum neka pruta, since they have such a small hole that just the water inside will start dripping out very, very slowly, is lo shad yale, people don't throw it away. But they come and say, bring us better another small broken piece of kli underneath it, and we'll use that to mekabel the tipin. But I call upon them, this kli they still use. So that's the svara. If you have a shalom dika kli, people still use it even after it has such a small hole that the water will start going out. Rashank, if the kli itself is a broken kli, so people don't bring a second broken kli to help out to mekabel the tipin that are drip out of this kli, they're out of throw away this kli. Therefore, it's not a kli anymore to mekabel tumah. So tomorrow, Amar Ula, kli gibor trei amiroi b'marovitz. Machloek is two amiroi in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Yosi baravin, Reb Yosi bazavdim. Machloek is these two amiroi. Chadoma kemoitzi rimein. One said the shear is, if the hole is big enough for rimein and pomegranates to go through. The chadoma kesherish kotin. And one said, no, the hole has to, even though the hole is so small, that just a small root, a small shervish can go through the hole, that also makes it not called a kli. Now what are we talking about? So Drashi, kli gibor behechsh zroim. The shaila is the zroim, the fruits that are growing in this type of a flower pot. How much of a hole do you have to have in the flower pot to make this fruit called mechubel lekaka, like it's called an otzitz nokov? There's a hole in the flower pot. So what's growing in the flower pot that's considered gets its nourishment from the ground, that's considered mechub lekarker. How big does the hole have to be to give it a shem mechub lekarker? That's this two machloikisim. One said it's you need a big shear of a rimain. It has to be a big hole that pomegranates could go through. The chadam and all be have a sherish cotton, a very small hole just for the root to go through. So the Gemara says, "Simnecha echad amar v'echad amandit." The simon to remember these two shittes is this mishnah that says, "Echad amar v'echad amandit." Strashi, the simon the loy tito lemeima chadam kamoitzei zayis. Don't say like one of them said an in between shear of kamoitzei zayis. Is this brisa? Echad amar v'echad amandit b'vachi chavin. Brisa in the Gemara Menachis. V'hi lechol the simon she'echad min amroyim ribul l'shar begodesh b'shloshtim. One of them said tremendous big shear. That's the shear of a pomegranate. The yechad memayit l'shar bekotnei shav shloshim. One saying the smallest shear there is. V'lei bebeinu, they don't talk about the middle shear. Koines vashkum, oitzim vashkum, lekul mutei b'hol l'inyin zroim. But avada, the smallest shear, where they're so small, just water could go out, or water could come in, that avada has no sheiches to give it a shame, otzatz nokuv, that it could be mechub l'kaker. It's the least shear you have to have, is a shear whole enough that sherish, a small root, could go through. But less than that, pshita is not called mechub l'kaker. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chinana Bar Kana, Mishmei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Kli Cheres. You have a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli. Shiurai Kamoitzi Zaysim. The Shiri is Kamoitzi Zaysim, Zatrashi, Letayim Mituma. Mizluitsu, the Kli Cheres was Makabu Tuma. A Sheretz or a maze touched the Kli Cheres, it's Tummy. If you want to be Matayrit now, you have to break it. How big hole do you have to make? How big does the hole have to be to Matayrit? The shear of kazaisim, because usually it's a kli oichel that's used for food. If the hole is so big that owls go through, you don't use it anymore. So tomorrow, umak shisha braid the rabba misayim bo mishmed Rebbe Eliezer harei henke kli glolim u kli avonim u kli adama she'ein mekablim tuma. As they hold, once you have this shear, once the hole was big enough for owls to go through, it's tor and it's not mekabel tumor anymore. It has a din na mamish like kli glolim, kli avonim. Means kli glolim means kelim made out of the shmutz of the behemis. Kli avonim, stam stones, or kli adom, an earthly kli. That's not makabu tum at all. So trashi rehu kli glolim, mi shenikev kamoitzi zayis. Once there's a hole in this kli cheris, the size of alas to go through, it's mitayr le'elam vod. V'yafilu yichtum remainim. Even though now you changed your mind and want to use this kli to hold pomegranates inside it. Still, it's Torah. It's mamash like a kli glolim now. For drash, I v'od etnan. We learned v'od etoni. We learned before kli bali or stam v'od etnan kli bali batim is shurik yumainim. That is such a shear that balabatim that used to hold pomegranates. So then the shear is how much of a hole do you have to have in the kli to make it Torah, the shear of a pomegranate. So you see a kli that's less than a pomegranate, the hole is yemekamul tumim. So drash, gavu kli eitz tanin la masech tekelim. That's talking about a kli eitz. This man the yom holds by kli cheres. Once it has the shear of a zayis, or olive can go through that hole, that kli is ois tomei, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Loi midivri. It's more loi midivri. Torah of loi midivri seifim. It's not makabel tumah, even midrabonim. Of a linyan, some apostle, that is halacha, though that is the kli, is in an oil hameis. So then the oil hameis, the mace is matame, anything that's inside the kli, unless it has a good cover on top of the kli. Then, the cover is matzel, that what's inside is not makabel tumah, ad sheyifchas rubay. Then you need a new shear. Then avid, the hole is big enough that rove of the kli is like broken. So then that hole gets a chain pesach now, and we say the tumas from the Olameis goes through that hole, through that pesach. But kolzman, it's less than rubay. Since the opening, the pesach is closed with a cover, and the oil hameis, the tumah doesn't go through. The mar hadron alecha matzniya. Zok the Mishnah. Hazorik Rishus Hayochid, the Rishus Rabin, if somebody throws out on Shabbos a Chepitz, from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabin, or else from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, he throws from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, it's Chayim. That's an Yisoytso. Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabin B'yemtza, he threw from one Rishus Hayochid, from one house, to another house, across the street, over the Rishus Rabin, is Rabbi Akiva Mechayim. Rabbi Kiva holds his chayiv, and we'll see the time of the Gemara why. Chayiv, as he also writes, kluta kenishu in chadami, that when you threw it through the Rishus Rabbin, it's considered as if it landed in the Rishus Rabbin, therefore it blinds like you made hoitzur, and then you chayiv again. The Chomin said, no, there's no hanocha, it didn't let rest in the Rishus Rabbin, so the stam went from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, therefore you put it. Kate said, what's the case? Shtei gezustroys, zu kineged zu. If you have two like balconies, like a balcony, like a porch sticking out of your house, shtei gezustroys, trashi rabbonin karmelu. This is rabbonin shita. Gezustroys are trashi, gezustroys is zizin hayetzim nakoisim. It's like a piece of wood that comes out of the wall. O manichin aleyin nesorim lahalach. And you could put the beams on it that you can walk on it. It's almost like a balcony sticking out of your house. Yes, she has two of them. Shtei gezustroys, zu kineged zu for Rishus Rabbin. They're both one kineged the other one. Rashi zu kineged zu v'shnei tzidi Rishus Rabbin. V'hein Rishus hayochid shegvoyes yud v'roch v'dalet. Almost like you have a street, and on two sides of the street there's a house. And each house has a balcony sticking outside the house. Yeah? And the balcony has a din b'shus yochid z'trashi, because it's gevoya yud v'roch evdalet. Yeah? So let's face you want from across the street, you want to throw something from your balcony to your friend across the street. Zu kineged zu, b'shus rabbin. Is ha-moshit v'ha-zerik, whether you hand from your balcony to your friend's balcony, or else v'ha-zerik, you throw. Mezu l'zu is potter, fight for the same svarim. Since the Akira and the Loch is from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, in between the Rishus Rabbin you did not stop, therefore you potter. Trashi potter, Shloi Metzinu, Zerika, Voishot, Bumlechas HaMishkim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. You don't find anywhere they handed from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, for Rochid, Rishus Rabbin, Mavsik, Biemtza, Beinahim. And the Rishus Rabbin was in between them. That you don't find. Shloi Hoysa, Avoidas, Leviim, Kach, Loishit, Kroshim, Miagol, Liagol, Shebetzida. They didn't hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the Bitshibitzida, the side of it. Elo, what did they used to do? Hey, so they used to travel in the Mishkan, they used to have like rows of two wagons. Two. No, one in front of another. So they didn't hand across from one to the other. That would mean from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through the Rosh Rabbim. But they used to hand backwards. One row of wagons used to hand the kroshim backwards, one wagon back to the other wagon. So Rashi Eloli Agolas on the fne, only the wagon in front of it. Sha'arba Agolas Hoyle Blame Road used to have four wagons. Shri Noisin Kashi Mishkan that was carrying the beams of the Mishkan. Vehain Holchin Shtayim Kiyachodzu Vitzadzu. They used to go two and two. Kadiarmina Migmar. Ugyashoya Perkin, that's the Mishkan when they took off the Mishkan, Lito in Alagolas. To put the beams, to put the kroshim on top of the wagons, they used to get the wagons ready the way they're going to travel. Two, connected two. Shtayim zuei tzuzu, samach lemishkan, or shtayim zuei tzuzu lefneim. Derech lechosim, liorech rishus rabim, and long the length of the rishus rabim. Shoyu roitzim lahalech achar omud honim. They want to go in the back of the omud honim. Hoylech lefneim, the one in front of them. Oporki and Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, Hoyu Moshita and Akroshim, used to hand the Kroshim, Loisa and Shalstei Agolos, to the people on top of the two wagons, Hasmuchas the Mishkan, they were near the Mishkan, Vehain Moshita and Loisa and Shfleim, and they would hand it to the two in front of them. Avo Miagolo Liagolo Shevitzidi Lohoyu Tzrichim Lohoshit. They didn't have to hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the same side of it, like a crosswords. Sherei Shteim Smuchas, the Porki and the Mishkan. So kids say you had two wagons right near the Mishkan, then you had two wagons in front of these two wagons. So the two wagons right next to the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim straight onto them. Now the people on this wagon would hand it to the wagon in front, and the other wagon would hand it in front of him. So come to say, they never handed a cross from one wagon to the other cross, they only handed it in front of them, from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So then let's look at the Mishnah again. Keita, that's the Mishnah. Shteg Zustoros, you have these two balconies. Zu kineged zu Rishus Rabbim, if they're straight across the Rishus Rabbim, Sahamoshit Vazorik Mizul, zu is potter. Because that they didn't do in the Mishkan, they didn't hand across to Rishus Rabbim. Mashekin ho, you stay in Bedyuta Achas, like you have two houses, you're on one side of the street, like you and your next door neighbor, your next door house. So you're both on the same side of the Rishus Rabbim. Now, HaMoshit Chayiv, if you hand from your balcony to your neighbor's balcony, and the Aver in between is Aver Rishus Rabbim, that's Yichayiv. Because that's the way they handed in the Mishkan. They used to hand the Kerashim from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So even though it was from Rishus Yechid to Rishus Yechid, but since the Aver in between was Aver Rishus Rabbim, and this way Yichayiv. Mashenkin Vazorik Potter. If you throw what you put, because they didn't throw this in the Mishkan, the Kerashim were too heavy to throw, they only handed it one to the other. So that's a Chiddush. If you moish it, if you hand something from one side of the Rishus Yoch, from your balcony, and to your neighbor's balcony that's on the same side of the Rishus Rabbim, that's the same way they handed the Kerashim. And the Mishkan, that's a Melacha. So the Mishnah, why? Shekach Hoysa Avoidas HaLevim. That's the way the Levim used to carry the Kerashim of the Mishkan, the boards of the Mishkan. Shtei Agolas used to have two wagons, Zu, Achazu, Rishus Rabbim. They used to have two wagons, two pairs, one, two in front of two. Melo Moshita Nakroshim Izu Lezu. Each, like we said, two wagons were right next to the Mishkan. So they used to put the Mishkan straight onto the first two wagons. Now these two wagons, each wagon would hand it to the wagon in front of them. So like in between the two wagons was the Rishus Rabbim. That's where the people used to walk. So Melo, in between the Rishus Rabbim, they didn't hand it from one wagon across to the other wagon. So it never went over the Rishus Rabbim. They just used to hand it to the wagons in front of them. So each wagon was on the same side of the Rishus Rabbim, and they just handed it from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, on the same side of the Rishus Rabbim. That's why if they're both Bejuta Achas, they're both the same side of the Rishus Rabbim, they're Chayiv. Avolei Zorkin, rather the Kroshim were too heavy, they couldn't afford to throw the Kroshim. Therefore, if you throw it, you put them. So Drashi, V'yamoshit Chayiv, Shemitzinu Hashotok Yoitza Bo Lamala Meyud B'mishkan. We saw such a carrying from one Rishus Yochid handing it to another Rishus Yochid, even though it's Lamala Meyud in the Mishkan. Rishus Yochid, Uktsas Arik Rishus Rab Masik B'nein. And the Rishus Rab used to be in between them. Shekachoyis Avoidus Alavim, Meforesh B'yozul Ketzeb Metzinu Kizu B'Avoidosin. How do we see this in the Mishkan? Shebishtei Agolos, the two wagons, Zu Achazu, one in front of the other. Rishus Rabin. Porke Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, Moshitan Le'oisim, they used to hand it. The Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan. Sha'al Ha'agolah Shetzon, they used to hand it to the people in the wagon right in front of them. Vehein, now each wagon would be Moshitan handed Vaito Le'elush Lefneim, they would hand it to the wagon in front of them. Avolor Zorkim, they didn't throw it though. Sha'inoisim Kroshim, this rocket of Le'koivzim, they wouldn't want to throw it because it was too heavy. Therefore, you didn't have any throwing in the Mishkan. You only had the melachas hashotah. Therefore, hashotah is chayiv. Sati Gemara Michti.